Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
All three of us are here,
yay!
Obviously.
I was going to line up a guest, and then I didn't because I've been busy.
That's okay.
Oh, dear God in heaven. Make it stop.
Instead of getting to hear somebody talk about something interesting, you get us.
Sucker!
Yay!
I mean, sometimes James has short stories to tell.
And sometimes James has booze.
Sometimes James does have booze.
Ooh, I like booze.
As in today, when Mysterious Scotch.
Brought to us by C.D. Scotchbringer.
Indeed. Glenmorangie, Speyside, single malt, Scotch whiskey.
Whiskey.
And I always pronounced it Elgin Classic, but I believe it's Elgin.
You're an Elgin.
Elgin Classic. Yeah.
I don't know.
Chardonnay cask finish.
Ooh.
That is the part that intrigues me.
Yes, yeah, indeed.
That's what I'm looking at.
Indeed.
Okay, so...
Oh, it does have a grapey
It does.
Aroma.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we may have tried this before, but I am more than willing to try it again.
We have had sherry cask.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we have had, what was the other one?
The whatever cask.
Cognac.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're barrel. A cognac.
It says like a, so this is a brighter nose to it.
Shall we?
Yes.
Oh my god. Oh my god, this might be my new favorite.
That is quite delightful.
This is everything I've ever wanted.
Yes.
Oh my god.
It does have a whiny.
You're whiny.
Like mouthfeel.
You have a whiny mouthfeel.
Yeah, he does.
Like it still has the bite of
oh god,
of a whiskey.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got kind of that soft like wine on your tongue.
Like Thunderbird.
And the aroma does have a grapey aroma.
What's the word? Thunderbird. What's the price? $20.
No, I think this is my favorite. This right
this
here
is quite good.
Makes me happy.
Yeah.
Well done, Cedius.
Yay, Cedius.
What have y'all been up to? I'll go first. I was at Mondo.
Yes, you were.
I was at Mondo all week, and I Mondo'd the fuck out of Mondo.
Yo, dog.
Yep.
I heard you like Mondo.
I do.
So
I like
Mondo'd
Mondo.
Your Mondo, so you could Mondo while you Mondo.
So I'm going to get through this as quick as I can. It'll still take a while, but
I don't think James or I have massive amounts to tell about our weekends.
So, we never do, and it still takes 45 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
You go. How much can you talk about? Anyway, you go. You do your thing. You know what? The past few weeks, it's gotten to you, and you've been like, I have kids. Which I'm interrupting for just a second.
Okay.
Your kids are fucking adorable.
Aren't they, though?
Yeah.
I walk in.
You need to hear this, by the way.
I walked in to Lilibeth saying, okay, Asher, now this is your microphone. And you need to say, hello, everybody, I'm Asher. They were playing podcasts.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
It was so... And I tell you what, you guys, on their podcast, they had guests, they had cookies, and their podcasts were all about, like, maybe a minute long. So, infinitely better
Perfect.
Than this
Perfect, yeah.
One.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I just dropped an egg. How can I tell?
I don't, usually you feel it in the lower abdomen. You just kind of hear it.
Wow.
It's like a little popping thing.
I'm pretty sure I have ovaries now.
Yeah, all right. I'm so sorry.
Nothing good.
Yeah.
Whew.
Good luck with the bleeding.
Oh, that was there before.
Oh.
I've made bad life choices.
So Mondo.
Okay. Now that took a weird turn.
No, I know. Sir.
Mondo.
No, sir. No, Mondo. Okay,
do it.
So Mondo was... As the years have gone by, I used to go to Mondo and I used to get there and I used to pull out my juggling stuff and I used to just juggle the shit out of the whole thing and just basically spend the entire time looking up because I was throwing things into the air.
Yeah.
Right.
In recent years, I tend to honestly like maybe pick up my stuff maybe once or twice the entire run, and I spend a lot more time watching. And I spend a lot more time watching what others are doing and talking to people and just absorbing rather than doing. Partially because My focus has moved away from juggling itself.
Right.
And and more towards some of the sideshowy stuff.
Sideshow arts, yeah.
But also because I'm discovering that you can have some really basic tricks, but if you can present them really well, like, that's much more important than having a jillion tricks that you don't present well. Mm-hmm. And so I spend a lot more time with people who do this for a living, and just kind of watching them and watching their body language and talking to them about how they're, you know, and like, and I go to a lot more workshops and just kind of listen and observe things. That's not to say that when Volley Club happens, I still don't fucking pull out my clubs and go to fucking town. Right? Volley Club is my game.
That's what you do.
And I played the shit out of some Volley Club. Yeah. In fact, like, Sunday morning, my hands were so tired that just, like, basic things like gripping my zipper were just, like, my hands were like...
It's like that soreness from when you get out of bed, only in your hand.
Exactly. Like, just, yeah. So, but... Yeah. So I played the shit out of some Volley Club, but and that was good for my soul. But I spend a lot of time watching and observing and I feel like that is honestly where I'm at right now with a lot of this stuff. And so I still walk away very inspired and you know, I feel like I've learned a lot, but it's a lot less. There's nothing really tangible that I can walk away. I can't walk away and say, I learned this trick. Here's a thing that I know how to do now. I walk away going, I understand a little better.
Right.
You know, it's just very, like, I can't describe it very well.
So maybe, like, an exposure not only reminds you, but it kind of helps you smooth out the edges.
A little bit. And you kind of, I watch people and I go, oh, that thing that they're doing is kind of distracting. And then I go, I do that thing. I should probably not do that thing.
I've been telling you that for years, I mean, Salsa.
Also that. Just talking in general.
Right.
So ask me what I learned, and I really couldn't tell you. I feel like I'm a better performer having done it.
Sure.
No, that's fantastic.
Having been said... on Saturday, it's been a long time since. Saturday pull a couple people aside and go, I need two people to help me for something stupid. And they were like, what do you need? And I was like, I need one assistant and one photographer. And they were like, oh, okay.
Did you replace me?
Yes.
You son of a bitch.
So we went into, they've got some racquetball courts. On the side, which are, you know, separate from the gym, so they're a little quieter.
At some point, this will sound less like a murder film.
No, it will not. No, as a matter of fact, quite the opposite. Because when I got in there, I pulled out a sword.
Right.
and my bed of nails.
Mm-hmm. You've seen the trick where they saw a woman in half. I'm going to do the same thing, but she stays in two pieces.
She stays in a lot of pieces. So what I did is I laid down the bed of nails, and I swallowed the sword, and then I had one person help me lay down on the bed of nails with the sword down my throat.
Oh my god.
And then the other person took a fucking lot of pictures, and then I pulled the sword out and I stood back up. And I was like, so I fucking did that. That's a thing now.
Oh my god.
Yep.
All right, so Feast of Fantasy next year. I want you and Oops to go toe-to-toe on bed of nails. I will fucking stand on your chest with a goddamn sword down your throat.
No. No.
I'll stand on your hips.
Somebody standing on me on a bed of nails while a sword's down my throat, that is not going to happen.
Well, I will still stand on you at some point if you end up doing, like, the one-up thing.
On a scale of one to Salsa... Salsa.
It is beyond Salsa. That is off the charts. That is off the scale.
Extra Salsa.
And I did have my kids there for
extra spicy Salsa.
I did have my kids for a while on Sunday. And we went and we watched the unicycle hockey. And my kids thought that was awesome.
They're not wrong.
They're Papa, they're playing hockey. On unicycles. And my kids got to take a spin on unicycles and give it a try.
Oh,
just
wow.
Just to see if, you know, they could. And Lilibeth is quite pleased. She is
oh,
definitely
wow.
Rather hooked.
Balanced.
Yes.
No, she's standing.
Not. Oh, okay.
Standing
I didn't
on,
see the...
Yeah.
I didn't see where the back foot was.
No, yeah, but she is okay. Totally enamored with the idea. And Asher is happy with it because, well, Lilibeth is, so.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, unicycles is something that may have to happen for my kids because they seem quite intrigued by that.
Well, I was planning on getting a unicycle for myself, so if they
and
get
you're about the same height as my
right,
daughter, so.
So we'll just share.
Yeah. I was going to say, usually kids
or
get
we
a
could
bicycle
together.
For their birthday, and then all you have to do is cut it in half.
Oh, yeah, two unicycles. Yeah, really yeah, makes sense. Yeah, yeah. So that was kind of Mondo in general. You know, it was, I went to a couple workshops. Uh-huh. I went to a slapstick workshop, which was significantly fun.
Impactful.
You know,
anybody I know teaching it?
Actually, the guy... teaching it, you know, he been doing it for years, and he's talking, he's like, you know, with slapstick, you know, well, slapstick is not stage combat.
No.
Slapstick is very obviously not real. Like, sure. So, you know, like when you hit somebody and you clap your hands to make
to
the
nap.
Slap.
To make the nap.
Exactly.
Yep.
He's like, in slapstick, clap your hands, let people see it. They know it's not real.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It does. So you clap your hands and you don't try to hide
this person
it.
Is already my favorite.
Exactly. Yeah. No. He went to Ringling Brothers Clown School and everything like that.
This no big
dude's
deal.
Legit.
MBD. MBD.
Yeah. Dude's seriously legit.
Yeah. Get it.
And so you know, and I took copious amounts of notes, and that was quite interesting. But he's talking about various things like you know, just getting timing, and he's, you know, when. Slapping on the back of the head, for example, you can't see when that's coming, so you really got to, you know, work with your partner and get the timing down and all these other stuff. And he's talking about he works with his wife. He tours with his wife, and they have a slapstick routine
aww.
That they do as a couple.
Nice.
That they and you know, like he's talking about slaps and kicks and things like that, and he's like, but never punches, because slaps and kicks are funny, but punches are not funny.
No.
Especially if it's a guy hitting a woman.
Yep.
Right.
Not funny. With the exception of if you're both wearing boxing gloves. Now it's funny again.
Yeah, all right.
And they actually, he's like, in our routine, we actually do put on boxing gloves, and now it's okay for us to hit each other.
Right.
But otherwise, no punching and slapstick.
Right.
Only slaps. And then he taught us how to do the butt kick, and it was great. And he was like having...
What about Anita the groin?
Nope. No, we didn't get that far.
Okay, I'll teach you
and that. And how to take a dive, you know, how to fall on your face, how to fall on your butt, things like that. It was an hour workshop, so you know.
Right.
But anyway, so he's in that he's in the show that night, and we get to the show, and he gets on stage, and it's just him, and there's this table, and he's got a flower, you know, and he's looking around for, you know, for the woman who he's come here to for a date with, you know. And then, you know, as often happens in comedy shticks like that, she appears from the back of the audience and, you know, is doing the climbing over the audience thing, you know? And
right.
She gets on stage, and as soon as she turns around, I go, holy fuck, she is the dark-haired washing well wench.
Oh.
No
shit.
Well then.
Yeah.
Huh. Hot damn.
Well, all
right. And I was just like, I know your work.
I am familiar with what you have accomplished.
I know where you put your squeakers.
So I watched them, but it was I have seen her do her shtick for years as the washing well wench.
Right.
Sure.
And this was, you know, and very similar, but it was with her husband. You know, doing this completely different routine. And it was like, oh, this is really, really interesting.
Right.
You know, because as the washing well went, she talks. You know, there's a lot of conversation going along with the, with the guy. Whereas this is all physical, you know.
Yeah.
And just being able to kind of, it was really interesting.
Are you saying she gets physical with her husband?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right.
Very. Oh, yeah. Oh, especially when the when the boxing gloves came out.
Oh, my.
It was quite fun.
I had a date
thought
like
of
that
one
once.
Example where barehanded punching slapstick is incredibly funny, and it is when a man punches a horse.
Maybe
moving on.
All right.
So I mean, anyway, that depends on the horse.
Depends on the man.
Is it a female horse? Yes.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
I'd have to watch Blazing Saddles again.
Okay.
So that transitions me, honestly, into the show.
Right.
Because the show is... The Mondo Spectacular is something that is always amazing every year.
That's why they call it the Spectacular.
And this year was especially spectacular. Like, fuck me, it was great.
No.
They had... yeah. Like, obviously, they had this routine. They had a guy who... He did kind of almost a, it wasn't quite, but it was almost a pop and lock routine while juggling three balls.
Oh, that's
like so his movements were very jerky and robotic, and the TCUC, Twin Cities Unicycle Club, did their routine instead of just kind of a general patterns and stuff like that. They had characters dressed up as Wendy and Peter Pan and Michael and John and Captain Hook and Smee and stuff like that. So they like actually had this story going on.
Yeah.
Where, you know, and you could follow the story like with all of the cool, crazy tricks that they were doing and stuff like that.
Nice.
So it was really, really fun watching
that. That is fantastic.
I'm already blanking on some of the other stuff that was really, really cool. But anyway,
yeah.
Nah.
The important thing is, one of the special guests was a guy by the name of Peter Davison.
Yeah.
Who used to be a member back in the 80s, was one of the three members of a group called Air Jazz.
Okay.
Air Jazz was a huge, like, they were big. They were this really, really super talented juggling trio that toured around and did all this crazy stuff, kind of like, you know, the
Zucchini Brothers
you know, some of the other groups that we've heard of. But they disbanded years ago, and he's been doing other stuff. But they saw him doing this routine at IJA and were like, you have to come to Mondo and do that here. and they did. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Is he's not only a brilliant juggler, but he is also a dancer.
Oh.
Ooh.
And he's a choreographer.
Oh.
And in fact, the St. Paul Ballet is going to be doing one of his choreographed pieces coming up here very soon.
Oh.
Like, so not only is he an amazing juggler, but he is a choreographer and a dancer.
That's sure. Awesome.
So he did this, like,
bodily kinesthesia
fucking half-hour set. That, like, there was all of the acts before the intermission, then the intermission, and the rest of the show was him.
Ooh.
Now, back in the early 2000s, I saw Michael Motion at the Ordway.
Mm-hmm.
This reminded me a lot of that show.
Okay.
Just in the presentation and how it was, you know, how it transitioned from thing to thing.
Sure.
And, oh my Jesus Christ. It started out, he walked on, you know, empty stage. It starts out, he comes out, he's got a table balanced on his head.
Oh.
He comes out, sets the table down. Tries to sit down. There's no chair, so he falls over. So he goes and gets the chair, and then he sets the chair down, and the table starts to, like, tip over. And so he, like, is trying to get the table to stop tipping over, and the chair starts to tip over. And, like, he's fighting with these props that are constantly trying to fall over on him. And just this, like, beautiful, you know, manipulation of these objects, getting the objects to look like they have a mind of their own.
Sure.
While all this crazy stuff is happening.
Very Buster Keaton-esque.
It was so cool. It was very, very, very cool. It was contact juggling with a table and a chair, is what it was.
Nice.
And so he kind of gets done with that routine, and he sits the chair down, and he sits down, and he gets a bottle and a ball and a newspaper. And he starts to juggle these three items, and, you know, he'll spin the bottle on the table, or he'll roll the ball across the table, or he'll toss the newspaper up in the air, and, you know, he'll toss the ball up in the air and catch it on the bottom of the bottle, and all the, you know, it was really, really cool juggling routine. So, you know, we've got a lot of skill, and we've got this, you know, humor to it and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
we're already off to an amazing start. And right. Like I said, sure. The choreography is already just really, really cool. But then he...
That sounds fucking dynamite.
The next thing is he brings a cardboard box on stage. Mm-hmm. And he reaches into the box and he pulls out a yellow derby. And he puts the yellow derby on his head. And this music starts playing. And it's this kind of jaunty, dopey, like, you know, just kind of having a good time. And he gets this funny, you know, kind of dopey look on his face. You know, he's got the character, you know, and sure. He's doing these,
right.
You know, he's doing the fun derby tricks, you know, rolling up and down and tossing it and catching it on his hat and all this. So he does that a little bit. And then he takes off the derby and he puts it back in the box and he pulls out a fedora.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the moment he places it on his head, music change. Into this smoky jazz.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. And so now he's doing this kind of zoot suity like poses, you know, like where he's bent at the knees, you know, leaning back and just this very cool, you know, thing going on. And he manipulates the hat a little bit. And then he takes the hat off and he puts it in the box and he pulls out a cowboy hat. And the moment it hits his head, cowboy music. And then he sticks his butt out and he's got bow-legged and he's got chaw in his mouth and he's wandering around and he's doing these different tricks with his hat now. So then he goes back to the box and he takes off the cowboy hat and he reaches in and he pulls out the derby again. He puts it on his head. Music change. Now we're back to the dopey character. So he does it a little bit and then he reaches out and he pulls out the fedora.
Yeah.
And he's still wearing the derby.
Okay.
So he holds the fedora out in front of him. And basically talks to it, pretend like mimes like he's talking to it.
Sure.
And then he ducks out from under the one hat, slides over and puts the other hat on. Music change. Now his other character responds to what the dopey character has just said.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
And then again, switch hat looking the other way. Music change. Now he's responding to that character as the dopey character. And now he's having a conversation with himself as two different characters symbolized by the hats and the music. Okay.
Got it. I'm keeping up so far.
Exactly. So and we do the same thing with the cowboy hat. The cowboy hat comes out and we've got this conversation happening between the hats and the music. Now things get really psycho. Because he puts on the goddamn yellow derby and then puts the fedora on top of it and the dopey music and the smoky jazz music overlay and are both playing together, and they sound really good together.
Yes.
And so now you've got this kind of smoky, kind of jaunty music all happening, and these characters are now blended together, and you see mannerisms of both, and then the cowboy hat, and just so, it's seriously, my brain was exploding at this point,
so
and
good.
We were only in the saying. Third. You know, routine here. So this routine ends. You know, we have seen some amazing, you know, humor and a lot of skill, and then we've got this brilliantly choreographed piece, and so we are like hitting all of the bases here. Okay, so then he takes all those hats off and he sets it in the box and he moves the box to the back, and then he looks in the box, and he reaches in and he pulls out one of these World War I British. Military army helmets, you know, the very flat ones.
Yeah.
And he puts this on. And we kind of get faintly this very, like, 20s patriotic music playing. And he pulls out an army coat. And so he stands up very straight at the front of the stage, and he puts on the helmet, and he puts on the coat, and he buttons up the coat. And you know, he's very proud and very erect, and there's this you know, patriotic music, you know, march going on. And he starts to march in a circle around the stage, you know, very jaunty. And then the music starts to fade, and you start to slowly fade or rising up is the sound of exploding bombs. So every rotation he's making, he's getting a little smaller and shorter, and now he's kind of hunched over. And by the fourth rotation, he's crawling on his hands and knees because now the patriotic music is gone and the bombs are going off. And then like the lights dim, and he sits down at the front of the stage, and And then the bombs kind of fade out. And he's sitting there on the front of the stage, and the bombs fade out. And then you very faintly hear this operatic soprano voice singing. Mm-hmm. And he looks down at his pocket, his breast pocket. And he opens the flap on his breast pocket, and the singing gets louder. And he closes the flap, and the singing gets quieter. And he opens it, and singing gets louder. And he closes it, and singing gets quieter. And he opens it up, and he pulls out an envelope. And as he opens the envelope, the singing gets louder, and he pulls out a letter. And he unfolds this letter, and now you've got this operatic singing. And now he does this beautifully choreographed dance number where his partner is the letter. And he's dancing around, and he's manipulating this piece of paper. He's doing these kind of slow rolls in the air where he's doing isolation with the letter. Mm-hmm. Like the letter mm-hmm. stays, and he's moving around it, but the letter is just frozen in time in one spot, and he moves around, and he'll do, you know, like at one point he was at the back of the stage, and he just put the letter on his chest, and he like took his hands off and just moved forward and just kind of danced forward with the chest, with the just the air pressure pressing it right. to his chest.
Yeah. Sure.
And so he's doing this dance with the letter from home, you know, all while accompanied to this beautiful slow soprano. And at the end he folds it up, you know, and you know the magic trick where you take like a card or something like that, and then you take a fan and then you just blow on your hand and it turns into confetti.
I'm
sure.
Like familiar, like he yeah. did that. Yeah. Like he folded the letter up in his hand, and then he pulled out this fan, and he fanned his hand, and it, the letter turned into confetti and just went over, all over on the stage.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
I know.
Oh, I didn't even see it. So, and I'm just like, oh my god.
I'm still trying to process it. Mm. Like it was sure. so beautiful. And so moving, and like I said, dude can dance. So he gets done with that piece, and he takes off the coat, and he takes off the hat, and he picks up the box, and he walks off stage with it. And then he comes back on stage with a trash can, and he sets the trash can down, and he starts to pick up the confetti one piece at a time. And put it in the trash can.
Excellent. Oh, that's fantastic.
Pen behind the ear. Pen behind the ear.
So you know, and which is a beautiful transition, because now we're back into a comedy
right.
without losing any of the emotion yeah. of what we just saw. And it's beautifully transitioned, so now we're back into a comedy. And now he pulls out the trash bag out of the trash can, and he fills it with air, and he ties the end, and now he's got just a big air balloon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he does this with two more trash bags. So now he has three giant air-filled trash bags, and he proceeds to juggle these.
Sure.
Yes!
In this crazy dance, you know, he went all over emotionally and with different props and good. Different, just like, fuck,
strong work.
No, I'm still shaking mm-hmm. from the seeing of it. 'Cause wow, it was such a powerful and such a moving thing. I don't know what else to say, so I won't.
Okay.
That was my Mondo.
Well then.
Yeah.
I sat in front of a computer screen and yelled at a radio for about 50 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that was my weekend.
Oh,
and I was drinking.
Yep. Did you get all the trivia?
I answered more questions this year than I have in years past.
So, two.
Five.
Ooh.
I know, right? Actually, no, I got up to seven. And I had a couple of assists. So I want to think that at least one of those hours was primarily my hour. Uh-huh. Right?
Sure.
Not obviously not a speed round.
Oh.
No.
All right.
Oh. But, yeah. So, I suppose I can start by talking
yeah, please do.
About what it is. I can't even remember the call letters right now. I'm
KVSC?
Awful. Yes, KVSC, the St. Cloud University radio. Every year has a 50-hour trivia contest, and listeners that have been around for a while have heard me talk about this. But basically what happens is they start at 5 o'clock and they end at 7, and every hour the radio hosts will announce a trivia question or two and play a song. And you are calling into the trivia phone bank headquarters with what you hope are answers.
That's a generous description.
Right. Usually it's just guessing, or, you know, you may have actually looked something up and found it. You're allowed to Google. You can.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck with that. They word these questions very specifically so that Google is damn near useless for you. But you always have somebody Google just in case.
Might get lucky.
Or you're trying to figure out little segments of the questions so that you then have a better idea of what to Google to get to the...
Mm-hmm.
Or every once in a while, you just happen to know something. not frequently, however. But usually it's a question like, you know, in this, the titular character of this whatever did a thing. And in the back of that frame was a license plate.
Yeah.
Please give us the license plate number.
Right.
That's like an actual question, yeah. Like straight up.
Yep.
And
this year that was.
So if this, and I'm going to go with the hypothetical on this one. If this was something that had happened in, so they'll describe like the scenario, like this titular character had a conversation with his lady love about glasses and the importance of glasses. And there was a car in the background. What was the number? If you knew the conversation was, if you had read that comic book and knew that it was Superman talking to Lois Lane about a glasses related thing, you'd be able to be like, oh, that's a Superman thing, and have an easier time finding the answer.
Right.
But if you didn't know that was, you're just kind of fucked. You're randomly guessing, and what you'll do is you'll have people call into the phone bank and just make random guesses. Because what they will say is, you know, either you're correct, yay, you got it, well done. Or they'll tell you if it's like a partial answer, you know, or incomplete.
I see.
So you might be able to just guess your way towards information that will help you solve the question.
Shotgun approach.
Yeah. Which we are not above that. that is.
Look,
that is,
if you want to win, you can't be.
Right. And we didn't win.
How many teams were there?
There were 50. Exactly 50, wow. Which is weird. Like, years past, I think there's been like up to 63 or something like that.
Dare I ask how well you did? Or
well, okay, James and I were in different teams.
I know. I was direct. Addressing you.
Yeah.
I think
not talking yet.
Well, I think we should talk about James's team first before we say everybody ranked.
Okay. My team is so small. My team is like, we had
small but powerful.
Roughly 8 people.
What is the average team size?
What is your team size, Jenna?
I'm not sure, but there are 80 people on our Facebook group. I don't know that it's been cleaned up in a while, so I think throughout the weekend we probably had about 40 to 50 people
They're not fucking around.
Yeah, my team is a conglomeration of 3 separate teams that have just kind of melded into a team.
So there's no rules or anything about team size or anything
No, there's no team size cap or anything like that.
Do you need to pre-register?
Yes.
Okay.
And I actually don't know much about the registration process. I just show up in St. Cloud with a cot, and I'm like, I'm here to drink and answer questions. Fuck it, let's
do
this.
What do you get?
If you win?
Or is it just bragging rights?
If you win, I think there's money, which is why
is
the
there?
Rules oh. are so fucking strict about secrecy regarding the competition. I have seen this degree of security with
yeah.
nuclear suitcases in movies. That's right. Pretty much...
It is really impressive.
Yes. I have roughly eight people. I think we had 5 to 6 people on at any given time. Peak was 7 or 8.
Because this runs 24 hours.
It runs... Yep. It all runs 50 hours, like, yeah. As Jenna said, yeah. 5 p.m. Friday
it's
to
like
7 p.m.
Sunday.
It's
like Die Laughing, but for trivia.
Right. Yes. But
And they do 8
you
questions
can have people work
to
in
10
shifts
questions
or just try yep. to power through the daylight yeah. hours and hope you don't fall too far behind at night or something like
right.
that.
Right, which was where I really helped out this year because I work nights.
Right.
Oh, so you were doing the
graveyard. I was doing the graveyard shift. I ended up doing the graveyard shift and part of the day shift as well.
Because you're a fucking professional.
Well, because I was like, guys, I gotta go to bed. Like, I'm so tired. And they were like, audio speed round. All right. Hand me my computer. I'm sitting back down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because audio rounds are where I tend to shine.
I okay. believe that. Actually, you have the brain for that.
But for example, when they did because they have a theme every year. They did a car-themed one, and they said, name this engine. And it was just the sound of a motor
I really
racing.
Hope you said engine and
yes.
not engine.
Correct.
Because I heard engine, and I was going to call you very
I gave
racist.
It the American pronunciation, but not the super American. Not the American.
The
American pronunciation.
And you yeah. knew the engine sound?
I heard it, and I went, this is the model. Because the question was, what model of car is this? And I said, that is a Jaguar E-Type from 1967. With this modification and that kind of thing, because I knew exactly what movie it was from. I knew exactly what the moment was. They called it in first, and it was the second largest point value, because the largest is 250 points, the second largest is 100 points.
Yeah.
So it was massive, massive, and you had no hints to go on
right.
for where this was coming from, and we called it in 3 seconds after they asked it, and they went,
what the shit?
Yes. And they looked at me right. like I was some kind of trivia god. And I was like, I know that car. Like, that,
meanwhile,
that is a very important car.
So,
yeah.
So James has that, right? Yes. Like, he named it. He could name the make and the year and everything else. And my team's like, welcome to the hotline. And, yeah, this is team so-and-so for question such-and-such. Mercedes.
Incorrect.
Chevrolet.
Incorrect.
So you can just keep it at...
Yeah.
You only get two attempts per question per call.
Okay.
Yep.
So you can't just keep them on the line
but
and
you can
tie it up.
Hang up and immediately
you can hang
call
up and yes. immediately call
You can
back.
Actually have multiple people on your team calling
yep.
simultaneously.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do that. And then, like, eventually my team's like... Jaguar. And they're right. like, partial.
Partial, yeah.
And it was like, oh shit.
Oh,
okay,
all right.
You guys, Jaguar. Jaguar's a part of it. what we need years. We need whatever. Like everybody, that's what's yeah. going on okay. my okay. team while James is just like, nope, this is it.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's
what movie was this?
Harold and Maude.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was his hearse topped. And I said, that is a Jaguar E-Type this year, with a hearse top.
Right.
And
if you had held a gun to my head and said, what car does Harold and Maude have? I would have said, Chevy.
There are 4 cars featured in the film.
I don't know any of this. I don't okay. know that I've seen it. I don't
I don't know. I heard it.
I would be hard pressed to tell you what Herbie was. Okay.
I heard it and I went, I know this. I fucking know it. Know it. The other like massive save that I've had, and one of the reasons that they have me at their headquarters, because we do have a remote player, 2 remote players per year. The other one was, what is the name, the full first and last name of the person pictured to the left of this person, this famous person, and they gave the famous person's stage name from that person's high school yearbook.
Oh my god.
And it has to be their senior year.
I was asleep for this one, I guarantee mm-hmm. it.
So
I would have remembered that.
Yeah, I happened to wake up in the middle of the night and I heard this question happen on my laptop, which was next to me, and I went, I can find that. And I did. I opened up a website and it was like, you can't get in unless you have this log, and I was like, I can fucking get in. Fucking, yeah, oh, here are all of these pictures from the yearbook. Flip, 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 flip. I think it was Jeffrey Perkins, person, picture to the screen cap, and sent. And it took me 5-10 minutes on a gigantic question. And then they went, how would you like to come to headquarters, our team headquarters, for trivia next year? And I went, yeah, okay. So,
yeah, that's but yeah. how you got
So
involved?
You weren't. There?
No. This was many years ago.
Oh, he got roped into it.
I've been there now for 3 or 4 years running.
I see.
I still say your team needs to come join us.
I know.
Especially if you guys only have 8 players. Like, we can rotate through. We can use your brains. We could, with our powers.
We had a perfect hour this year. We got every question.
We call that a sweep on my team, and we get several of those.
I know, but it's a big deal for us.
I know. Come join us, and you can have those
because
all the time.
We don't have many football teams worth of people.
We also have booze we have loose booze. Meat sandwiches.
Well.
I know, right?
Beef
sleeve.
Yeah. You should talk later. So,
yeah.
Do you mind if I ask how you did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
James, how did your team do? How is your team done
your team
historically?
First.
No, yours first.
Oh, we are usually in the middle to higher 20s. Yeah. Like historically, right around the 25 to 27. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. This year, we got 19th out of 50.
Well done.
I know, I was so happy
well
for that.
Well played. For a team of 8, not...
For a team of 8, that's fucking incredible. Are you right. kidding me?
Why you want them on your team.
I'm way prouder of them than I am of us.
Uh-oh.
My team usually places very beginning teens to somewhere in the top 10.
Okay.
It's usually, last year I think we got 10th. The year before I think we got 11th. Okay. Year before that we got 7th.
Okay.
We've never hit the top 5 that I'm aware of, or at least not
but
since I've been there.
Late single digits, early double digits.
But yeah.
Okay.
This year we got 12th.
Oh,
that's not
which
bad.
Means we were only 7 ahead of James's team.
Yeah.
With 45 members. They had like a fifth of our people and like weren't that far behind us, which is why I really want to absorb them.
I've seen this in Star Trek.
I feel like our powers combined.
We do not want to be assimilated.
We could rule the world, James. We could have all of the Dr. Tikis.
I'm just saying.
Dr. Tiki.
But here's the thing, Joe James. Your team, should they merge, would be able to command a large amount of... What's the word? A large amount of demands that go along with your merger.
Ooh. Oh, would we? Oh, because we're in demand, and so we would
yes.
be able to.
I'm just saying.
Insist
you,
upon
you,
bowls
you,
of green.
You are a desired.
I would
element.
Make that happen. So.
I have no idea how to deal with that because it's never happened before.
Right. I'm just
for
saying.
Me, anyway.
Exactly. Right. I'm just saying this is something that you're not used to, but
right. Oh.
But you have the power right now. The bargaining chip is yours.
I'm going to start talking to the rest of your
it's
team.
Not me.
I know at least like 4 or 5 other members
yes,
of your
you do.
Team.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk to them, and I'm going to be like, you guys, psst.
What are your demands?
We have meats.
I mean,
yeah, figure it out. We'll
name your price.
We'll work on that.
There's something, I see, you're definitely talking to the wrong person about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I drive stick.
Right.
I sword over gun. I'm not about the ease or about the power. I am entirely about the finesse and artistry of it.
And we have that too. Don't get me wrong.
Sure,
like,
sure.
You should hang out with my buddy on my team, and the two of you could just nerd out about things you already fucking know off the top of your head.
You know,
I seriously you would have so much fun, and there would be so much loose meat sandwich.
I know,
and booze. And we're in a theater, which is just fun.
I mean, that
and
is very.
You're
fun.
In a yeah. theater.
Yeah, my team. Is made up of one of the assimilated groups, or maybe I don't know if it was the starting group or the assimilated group, but one of the teams had started as like the theater, one of the St. Cloud theaters. They just had a team, And
so your home base is the theater?
The theater, yes. Yeah. They have...
That's
it's
pretty
this,
dope.
It's this it gorgeous theater. Awesome. The theater itself is beautiful. It's old and it's beautiful and it's got like fucking...
So they just rent out the theater.
Columns. They don't rent it. It's the people that own the theater.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Are in charge of like... Or one of the groups that merged
right,
together.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like the basement level is phenomenally creepy. But that's so you have this dark basement. Yeah, you have this dark basement where you can just like crash even in the middle of the day because there is no light getting through down there.
Meanwhile, when you go upstairs, then, you've got plenty of space.
Yeah, well, we have a decent amount of space. We take over because the theater itself is actually still in operation over the course of the weekend. They've got shows going on.
Yeah.
But the very top level is like a conference room, like this giant conference room where people will have meetings and things like that. And so we take over that conference room.
Huh.
And yeah, so we've got like, there's a little bar area where we set up our food and our snacks, and we've got modems and routers all over the fucking place. And we've we have a projector that we like project our information on. Like, here's the question, here's how many points and who's working on what and things like that. And we've got like just this entire setup. It's a sweet fucking setup and it is so much fun.
James?
Yeah.
Are you guys in a theater?
No, we're in somebody's home.
James, also, do you guys have open face sandwiches?
We do actually have sandwiches.
James, do you guys have a projector?
No.
He's thinking
about it.
We have a whiteboard.
I'm just saying.
Oh, that's adorable.
I'm just saying. Maybe you should.
I wrote
the word butts on it.
I'm so proud. On the first level, we also have a bar. Like the theater is, there's like a bar cafeteria area, and then the theater itself.
Yeah, the basement has a bar.
And that's we have a guy that like will make drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm that guy.
And he does our dishes.
James, do you have somebody doing the dishes?
Yeah, the owners of the house.
That would be him. Yeah. And that was the other thing. Just weird happenstance. I went out for a cigarette on Friday night. And I looked over and I was like, what are you doing here? It was Zach Kulzer.
Oh.
Right? And he's like, I'm doing a variety show in the theater. What are you doing here? And I'm like, I'm doing trivia upstairs, bitch.
I'm in the conference room upstairs.
Yeah.
It's very
I'm doing
important.
Trivia upstairs drinking. Yes. I don't what?
Look, I'm in the conference room. We have slide projections. We have just modems and routers. It's you wouldn't
highly
understand.
Highly technical. Yeah.
I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, no. So it was super fun to just be out there and run into somebody that I knew. Like, he went to school up there. So I wasn't that surprised that I saw him. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he was way more surprised he saw me.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was like, yeah, we're doing the variety show here Friday and Saturday night. I'm like, sweet. Well, then maybe I'll see you again. I didn't see him again for the rest of the weekend. But I did get like on my little phone app, the Facebook little people near you thing. I knew that Suzanne was going to be there on Saturday. I never saw her. I was sad.
Sure.
But like my little Facebook app said, Jesse Gunness is nearby. And I was like... Wave. She messages me, what were you doing in St. Cloud? Like, I was upstairs. She's like, I was doing the thing. Like, she's like, if I had known, I would have stuck around. I'm like, if I had known, I would have told you. Yeah, it was. So that was fun. Yeah, cool. that was just a weird little happenstance that only could have happened because my team is located in a theater where yours could too be located.
Should you join forces with us? Ah, but it's the fencing booth.
And then you
booth.
Could be Mecca,
yeah,
whatever.
But I already
you are.
Have a fencing booth person.
I know. We know.
You could be Mecca fencing booth
why,
trivia team.
If you joined us, the fencing booth would be reunited.
Fuck. I gotta tell you, it's honestly, it's not up to me. And
James,
who is it up to? Because
I've
I will have this conversation.
How to describe my particular penchant for difficulty. The Giants drink.
James.
Yes.
Mecca trivia team.
I understand.
Join us.
You can
You say such that is, sweet things.
That is actually accurate. Because nobody saying. Else wants that. I'm the right leg.
I mean,
anything else?
It was a fucking was, fantastic time.
It was wonderful. I did have something there else. Was oh. Yeah. Related to the trivia contest.
Yeah.
there was hour 8. Were you around for hour 8? You were not on for hour 8.
No, I was not there yet.
We had just finished a speed round, which is 18 questions. Mm-hmm. And so basically a speed round, they open like 2 questions, they play a song, they open 2 more questions, and they close those 2 questions. You've only got like that amount of time.
Zero time.
To get them answered, right? And they go do 18 questions in an hour. It's super fast.
Mm-hmm.
You never get them all. You're just like tearing your hair out by the end.
You're desperately trying to stay up. Yeah.
Yeah. So they finished that round. That was hour 7. Hour 8, they start and there's a little bit of a talking and they're like, "We'll get to the questions in just a minute here." They play a song and they're like, "Yeah, well, so there are things going on. We will get to the questions shortly here," and they play another song. There, the system for keeping track of the scores went down.
So
the phone bank was unable to take any answers because they didn't have any way of tracking it. So a very good friend of mine, Dorf, was actually involved in getting all of that back together. And he's fantastic at that kind of thing, by the way, too. But it did take them about 20-25 minutes to get everything restored and ready for answers again. So hour 8 became like a secondary speed round, but with harder questions. What they did is they just kept a bunch of questions open longer, like the amount of time that you would have had. But you only have so many people on your team. And so if you've got like 6 questions open at the same time, you can't get through all of the research and everything that you would normally do if it was spaced out better.
Mm-hmm. See, where I thought you were going with this story was going to be like 2 songs later. They were going to be like, "So the trivia question is, what was the name of our guest 20 minutes ago?" Like,
oh my God.
Like, that's what I thought
you
were going with.
And they do things like that too. They'll pull questions from like previous years.
Yeah.
They'll be like, "Last year, during hour 2, they played this song. What song was it?" Right? Yeah.
One of the questions this year was, "We mentioned a license plate during one of our questions in 2017. Please tell us the name of the owner of that license plate."
Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, 2 questions.
Yes.
Okay.
How do you get involved?
A friend of mine asked me. Like, I had done a theater thing with one of the theater people, but in the cities, not in St. Cloud. And he was like, "Hey, they do a trivia weekend. You seem like somebody that would be interested." I'm like, I'm a logic person, but not really a trivia person. He's like, "Well, there's some logic involved. Also, there's booze." I'm like, I'm in. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
I mean,
now
so like,
we're talking.
Like, if say one of our listeners is a fan of trivia and wants to create their own team, you know, get some friends together.
I'm not sure how to create a team. I'm sure the information is on the website.
Yeah, you can talk to KVSC about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so go to the KVSC website.
And that is the thing. There are teams from, like, all over.
Oh, yeah.
There's a team that's based out of Seattle.
Oh, and they just listen over the internet?
Just listen over the internet. Yep. There's a team that was primarily Iowa, but they had somebody in Egypt.
Wow.
That was also on their team and participating. Like, so yeah, it's pretty impressive for a tiny little state university.
No, that's
really it's a big goddamn deal.
Okay, so dear listener, if you are a trivia nut and you have some friends who are trivia nuts and you want to go to town on this, I mean,
do it.
Honestly, personally, I would do it just for the fun of it, like
what we do.
Yeah, and that's what my team does too.
I honestly, I see where James is coming from with his small team of just like, let's see what we can do, as opposed to trying to win or anything like that.
Well, my team does not necessarily try to win either. We try to do the best that we can, and I think that my team does exceptionally well for not being super strict about what we're doing. Like, a lot of the other teams that place higher than us have
crazy
like,
about it.
Well, they have like schedules and so-and-so will be up at this point. And so-and-so. We don't do that. My team is just like, I mean, come and go as you please. There's 45 of us, so there will usually be someone around. But, you know, it is much more about the social aspect and the hanging out and also trying to accomplish something while you're at it.
Second thing, how do you become one of the phone bank operators?
I think you talked to KBS.
That honestly sounds like more my speed.
I think I had fun with that.
The phone bank operators all have wonderful names. I would just sit there going, As a phone bank operator,
you get to, you create an alias.
Because otherwise you may actually be at risk.
Right.
People really get into this show.
There are some people. Nobody you would know around here. We don't fucking care. But, like, you'll come. So, I think my favorite this year was Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Team such and such for question such and such. Okay, thought I'd try, Mom. Or, okay, thank you, Mom.
Lovely. Just,
that's fun.
We love Hello Nurse.
Oh, Hello Nurse is good.
Also,
Hello Nurse is just fantastic on the phones.
Oh, yeah, agreed.
Like, and that's the thing, too, is that if you're a person on a team calling in, especially one of the things
you
that
develop
my team...
a relationship with
well, your... Well, you develop a relationship, but one of the things that my team tries to do specifically, it's stressful work in that phone bank, yo. So we joke, we tease, we have a conversation. We're friendly and sociable, as opposed to... click. Like, you know. So we're trying to make... them help them have a good time,
right?
And a lot of times we'll get that right back.
Awesome.
A lot of the phone bank people are like, "Oh, you're willing to play? Let's play. This is fun. Let's do this."
That legitimately sounds like a lot more fun for me personally.
Yeah.
The trivia sounds like fun, but just being one of the phone people is kind of
on our team was calling in, and another team member had walked up behind him and like put her boobs around his head, and so he was like, "Blah blah blah. Oh man." Well, I don't really want to go and do that because right now I'm ear deep in boobs, right? And then the phone bank operator on the other end of the phone went, "Well, it sounds like you're having a better night than I am." And went, "Oh shit! this is team number. Yeah, we have a
That sounds awesome. What else you got?
Oh, Saturday was Mini Pancakes Day. In celebration,
mini pancakes.
Yeah, mini pancakes, mini pancakes.
That's the Dr. Tiki song.
But it's also it's the same as like Alphabet, Twinkle Twinkle, and Baba Black Sheep. Yeah, same deal.
I will piss my daughter off. By the way, she'll start singing ABC, and I'll do the second ABCDEFG. How I wonder what.
She's like, no.
One for Peter, one for Paul.
That's
twinkle,
amazing.
Twinkle little star. Yes, sir, three bags full. No, stop it.
That's messing with me.
I know. Anyway, go ahead.
I had an adventure trying to find non-dairy whipped topping.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and it turns out that they make... that. Cool Whip is not that. It contains almost, like... zero measurable dairy, but it does have tons of casein in it.
Yep.
So, nope, can't do that. I ended up checking several grocery stores in order to find one that was made with coconut, which is delicious. Sorry, Jenna. Spray cans full of soy whip topping.
Ooh.
Which you could have.
I could have that.
Yes. And people really enjoyed it. Mini pancakes is something that started during Fest, and then we promised that we would have a mini pancakes together. And it was marvelous.
Nice. Yep. Any closing thoughts on
Trivia Weekend?
Trivia Weekend?
I love it. Oh, I do have a trivia-related story that I feel is very important and our listeners need to know about. Uh-huh. So I went up to St. Cloud, and then as soon as we were done answering questions, I headed back down to the cities, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm listening to the radio station, and they're doing the awards thing. Mm-hmm. That most people stick around for, and I was like, nope, cities. Yeah. And I start to get close to home just as they're starting to get to the point of announcing which teams got what place. And there's a fire truck in my way. Like, in the road that goes, there's only one road that goes to my apartment complex, and that's the road that it was on. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll just wait here for a little bit. And they, after about 5 minutes, they pull out and like, okay, so I pull turn into my parking lot. And there's another fire truck there.
Uh-oh.
And all of my neighbors are out in the parking lot. And I go over to my garage spot, and there's Jessa standing outside. And I'm like, what's going on?
What did you do?
Like, I'm pulling up, like, and I didn't see Jessa at first. And I see all these neighbors, and I'm like, is my daughter on fire? Shit. God damn it. No.
Only during Ville rounds.
Oh, that's accurate. And I see her outside. I'm like, this okay, is the apartment on fire? Like, what's going on? No, some kid had pulled the alarm system. And the alarm system is actually tied to all of the apartments in that complex area. Yep. So they were going through each of the apartments to make sure they were all clear. But yeah, that was an exciting return home from trivia.
Yeah.
My daughter's safe.
Good.
And was mostly amused, because when I pulled in, as soon as she saw that it was me pulling up, she just started laughing. And then she opened the garage door for me. I'm like,
thanks. Bonus!
Right?
Yeah.
Bonus! I'm tired, I haven't slept much, I'm cranky.
Holy fuck.
Somebody opened my garage door.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We should take a break.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll be back in just a little bit, and we'll talk some more. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Damn it.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
James.
I'm Jenna.
And man, we have all had long weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we
Clearly, you two didn't sleep very much. And,
no.
I will admit that I did not get much sleep either. I was up until the wee hours and then waking up again to go do it again. And, man, we really needed some coffee this weekend, didn't we?
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness, yes.
So much coffee was consumed.
A lot of coffee is consumed. And if you're going to consume coffee and you need to be at your best.
Very
best. You need to be alert and happy about it, then you want good coffee.
The best coffee.
And if you want good coffee, you want True Stone Coffee.
The best coffee.
Indeed. And thankfully, you can.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go to truestonecoffee.com
and then
order whatever you want.
Yeah.
Literally whatever you want. Just do you want
as long as it's on the website,
right?
Yeah.
But I mean, do you want a light roast? Do you want a dark roast? Do you want beans? Do you want it ground? Do you want cold brew? You know,
do you want swank ass glasses?
Cold pressed
or a comfy t-shirt?
Like, I mean, you've got a lot of choices. That's what I'm saying. And
I'm wearing a shirt
and
right
it's
now.
All delicious. So not only will you be alert, but you will be happy about that fact. And
indeed,
you can also be much happier about it by going and entering the promo code
APROPOS.
It's spelled apropos.
And you get 10% off your order, which means you can then afford more coffee because you're going to need it.
Oh, yes.
Wow, so that whole opening segment was pretty long, so we're
thank you for sticking with us.
Yeah.
I hope it was amusing. So we're going to move into our outro here. And
the outro?
We're trying something a little new here. We're going to try something something we've never done before, a new segment. We're going to do some shout-outs.
Yeah.
Yay!
Now, the idea behind shout-outs is we are going to give a shout-out to a person or a thing or a concept or you know...
Mm-hmm.
Just basically something that in the last week we want to acknowledge.
Yeah.
Right.
And say you should really
pay attention to this. I guess it's my idea, so I guess I will go first. I want to give a shout out to the concept of juggling.
All right.
That's fair.
Because I think it needs to be acknowledged. I want to give props to juggling, instead of juggling props.
Oh, get out.
I am amazed it took you two that long, especially James. I am ashamed.
No, I got it right away. I just didn't want to acknowledge that that was a thing that had happened.
I hoped. That we were better than this.
No, I
knew that we weren't.
I want to give a shout out to juggling because, in all honesty, juggling has done so much for me as a person. Mm-hmm. Juggling has improved, obviously, my eye-hand coordination, and because of juggling, I have a much more interesting life, and I know much more interesting people, and I am honestly a better person for it, because I feel like I have more confidence being who I am. You know, I do weird things, and so I'm confident in the fact that I do weird things, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. So I just want to give a shout out to juggling.
That's fair.
All right. I would like to give I'd like to give a shout out to winter boots. because my feet have been so toasty and warm and happy and dry, in spite of all of the weather and all of the crappiness. However, whenever I've felt cold, my feet have been warm. That is so amazing, especially the ones that I have are waterproof up to like the mid calf, and it's fucking outstanding not to have to worry about slogging through stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yours are also the one that have like the 3-inch like thickness, like yours are super thick.
Yeah, they're big serious winter boots.
Yeah, yours are fuck off boots.
Oh, yeah. Fuck around. Yeah.
No, yeah. These are the kind of boots that you see when they make movies about the Arctic.
Yep. Or about Fargo.
I love them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're Fargo boots.
I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go far in Fargo boots.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Get out.
No, I'm fist bumping you.
Get out.
But yeah.
All right, James, let's leave so Jenna can do her.
All right, man.
No, stay here. I need someone to make me more booze. I'm so conflicted. I have so many different shout outs that I want to give, and I'm only going to give one. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to give a shout out to a couple of friends of mine. I've posted some things going on today, and it's not, there's nothing dire. There's nothing like end of the world. It's just annoying and frustrating and a little creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I made two posts. I only expected to make one, but then it continued past where I expected it to go. So I made the first post, and one of my friends, Facebook messaged me right away. A couple of people did, but one very in particular was like, "Are you okay? Do you want me to come over? Is there mm-hmm. anything I can do?" Mm. And it was super kind of her. And then a little while later, I had made a second post, and another friend of mine pinged me and was like, "Hey, how are you doing? And, you know, just kind of checking in. I've been noticing a couple of things." And I'm like, It was very sweet, especially since one of them was really sick. I was like, "I'm checking in on you." I'm like, "I feel like you're doing this backwards." But yeah, so just people that are willing to just check in, even if nothing is actually needed, but just to verify and to offer assistance and things like that. I don't know how to quantify that in a specific concept. Like, I feel like there's a concept there that can be wrapped in, like the helpful friends or the friends indeed, perhaps for a friend in need, the friend indeed kind of a thing. But those people that are willing to just kind of reach out and just check in, things like that.
That seems solid.
So yeah,
cool. All right, that is our shout outs for the week.
I like those.
Yeah, no,
it's lovely.
Mm-hmm, yeah, no, it's quick. It's but I feel like it lends a bit of.
I feel more positive about life.
Exactly,
right now.
I know, right?
It's good to incorporate some good movement into the universe around us.
All right.
Is that happiness I'm feeling? I need more booze.
I tell you what, let's counteract that by having a fast five.
Fast five. Yeah, that'll help.
I know, right?
Now I'm about to hate everything. I know.
For those of you who are not familiar, what a fast five is we receive two messages from you, the dear listener. The first message has nothing but five choices. We do not know what these choices mean. We are only given the choices. And it is only after we go through all five of them and make our choice that we open the second message and find out what the context was. So, this week, our Fast Five comes to us from Anna Levine.
Yay!
Oh my god, yay! Fiance!
Bill partner.
You got nothing.
Awesome person.
There you go. That'll work.
How do you quantify Anna?
How do you solve a problem like our Anna?
Oh, I wish I knew.
Right?
Yeah. Wonder Woman made flesh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Quite accurate. So, question number one. One or two?
Ooh.
Two. I was always second player. As a little brother, I was always relegated to it. I have a Luigi complex.
I actually preferred being the second player because I like, you always save the best for last. So, there's that. One or two. I usually buy in bulk, so I'm going to go two.
Oh.
There you go.
Fair enough.
If you save the best for last, then clearly I am a one.
You're number one. You're number one.
Okay. So, right. two, and one?
Two.
Oh, God. Question number two.
I went classical on that shit.
So did we.
Question number two.
I hate everybody.
Relationship.
Uh-huh.
Or one night stand.
Oh.
Relationship.
Oh, my God. There are so many different... Oh. Why do I have to choose? Shit. Fuck.
I mean,
oof.
Sex is better if there's an emotional attachment. I want,
but you can have a one night stand with friends.
Oh,
which is what I basically did throughout my 20s.
I
only had a one night stand with somebody I didn't know.
That explains all the places I've seen your name written.
Also, that I've only had a one night stand with somebody I didn't know once.
Uh-huh.
Every other time was with a friend.
Yeah, no, that's the majority of mine too. And it was almost always with somebody that is very specifically, I think you would be really fun. I know you and I trust you enough to do this. I don't want the complications of other things. I know you, I care about you, great. Let's boink. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, there's totally nothing wrong with that. I have done the stranger in a hotel room, and that was awkward, but still enjoyable. Like, I don't know. I feel like I can separate out the physical act and the touchings and the stuff like that from the emotional. It's I like having both, but I also like having them separated in different things. Like, I have... Okay, so when we talk about, like, ace and arrow, asexual and aromantic, like, there are some people that just aren't interested in sexuality type stuff, and there are some people that aren't interested in the romantic type stuff. I'm interested in different things from different people.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want it all. Sometimes I just want to cuddle and hold hands, but I don't want to fuck. Sometimes I just want to fuck, and I don't want to cuddle and hold hands afterwards. Like, I feel like those are all valid things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
well, I was having a conversation a couple years ago at Convergence with French Eric, and we had opposite, like, viewpoints on things. You know, we were discussing sex with friends, and he basically was like, the better of a friend I am with them, the less I want to have sex with them, because, you know, you're friends, you know, and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm exactly the opposite. If I don't know you, I have very little interest in having sex with you. It's only after I get to know you as a friend, then that's when I kind of like, no.
See, for me, every single relationship, little our relationship with a person, whether that is super besties or we just met in a bar, every single one of them is different. And I want different things from each individual. I have a hard time clumping. You know what I mean?
I'm going to...
There are some friends I want to boink and some friends I don't want to boink. There's some strangers I want to boink and some strangers I don't want
to boink. Don't get me wrong. Not like, every one of my friends I want to boink, but no, I am but more likely to want to.
But what I'm saying is that it's
okay. We're both
just let this happen.
I am going to say because even the quote one night stands that I have had have been with people that I have had a friend relationship with. I am going relationship.
I'm going to go relationship because the more I know somebody, the more I can be physically attracted to somebody right off the bat, but especially with an emotional or a philosophical intelligence attraction is so much stronger.
I think I'm going to go one night stand just because, like, seriously, I don't have a specific preference on either. It really depends on the individual involved.
And it also depends on what the question is. So
that's the other thing.
But there is no preference or even like conceptual that I can put around it. So I'm just gonna go one night stand because you guys went relationship.
That's fair.
Also, I'm married and my wife will probably hear about it, so I kind of have to go with relationship.
What's the last thing you want in your life right now? Shit.
Question number three. Very or not at all?
Huh. Very.
Very.
Ever since Dead Poet Society, I try to avoid the word very.
I see. All right.
So, lazy.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Fair enough. Pinky out when you say that, sir. Well, not at all.
Question number four. Sheer luck or proof that there is no God?
Sheer luck. It's the only way I have survived.
Sheer luck.
I'm having problems with the proof that there is no God, because I'm like...
Also that...
Right? Like,
this is probably going to be like, how did Trump get elected?
Blah. Then I am going proof that there is no God, because I almost went atheist over that shit. So, all right. Do it.
All right.
I'll go Sheer Luck, my favorite character from The Jungle Book.
Out. Just go. Go. Get the fuck out. Go. 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 Okay. Get the fuck out. Close the door gently behind you when you leave.
Sheer Luck would be like the Irish tiger.
No, cut you. Okay, you come back. You go. Go.
Get question out number five. Weeping.
Probably.
Okay.
Weeping. Or burning.
This might be like, what kind of angel do you prefer?
A weeping angel or a burning angel?
Yeah.
Do you want a weeping penis or a burning penis?
That's where I was going with that. God, I think no. I want weeping.
I'm burning. I like burning. Not a burning penis, but I like fire.
No. Well, in general. Clearly.
I don't know if you know this about me, dear listener.
Yeah, I'm gonna go weeping.
All right,
I'll go weeping with a question mark attached to weeping? The end.
All right,
all right. Here we go.
Jesus Christ!
Now we find out who is right,
and none of us are happy
none
about
of us are
this.
Happy.
Okay. Question number two.
I already expected that when it
question
was
question one,
it.
One or two. What type of herpes would you choose?
One. Most people have one.
I usually refer to them as upstairs and downstairs.
Well, you can have simplex.
I know you can.
One and two, but yeah, it's most common to have one upstairs.
Yeah.
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 I think I chose right on this one.
I will actually straight up tell people. I got two from a long-term relationship, so now you all know
it happens.
That's a thing.
Yeah,
I'm consistently medicated.
But it says,
so,
which would you choose?
I think I'd still choose that. The flare-ups are way more awkward, but because sitting is entertaining, but it's also not visible.
That's fair.
So, yeah. And yeah, like I'm on daily meds and I haven't had one in ages. So, my life got infinitely better when I went to daily medication.
Hmm, cool.
But yeah, that's the thing.
All right.
So,
so if you want to get with, Jenna, be aware.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say it ahead of time. Anytime I have a partner, I'm like, P.S. Here is my list of STDs.
But also, this is my list of allergies. So these are the condom flavors you can pick.
Also, no latex.
Yeah. Also, I will be providing the latex for allergies because I don't trust you.
Question number two.
God damn it.
What? That's
no, it's fair.
Seriously, yeah. Anytime I start fucking somebody new, I'm like, okay, I've got latex allergies. Here's my a partner called them sexy sicknesses, and I really liked that. That was fun. So like, here's what I've got. What have you got? What are the boundaries? Like, I will go into all of that conversation before we even make out half the
which
time,
which is a very mature thing. Yeah,
and now. I don't need to worry about it because I know where all of the boundaries are. I know what we're both thinking and what we're getting into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, really...
It's so much less stress, you guys.
I really don't understand couples so that don't communicate.
So much less stress.
Well, because of the stigma that's placed on sex. So if something is wrong with your sex, that's even further stigmatized.
But or it's you're viewed still going to have to tell them at some point. Just get it out in the open.
Here's the thing.
Well, you don't have to. Right?
Good people do. That was actually somebody, right. A friend of a friend. I said, you need to stop being, to my friend, I said, you need to not be friends with this person because they kept this incredibly important thing a secret from someone, and that's fucking awful. Isn't that tells me that is not a good person.
No. Communication. Yeah. This goes beyond sex, dear listeners. Communicate. Yeah. Communicate.
I believe that you can become a good person.
Yeah.
But that is not a good person thing to do.
Whether it's sex or feelings or doing the dishes, communicate.
To me, not telling somebody about an STD that you have is close to rape.
That is assault.
If you have, it is definitely assault.
It's seriously
You are putting somebody in a position of harm.
Yeah.
Like that's... Mm-hmm. Whether they get it or not, you have put them in that position, and that is awful.
You've committed them to doing something without their consent.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is not going to get any better.
Oh, God.
Question number two. Relationship or one-night stand, in which situation would you choose to contract an STD?
Relationship.
I agree. Relationship.
And I mean that's how I got the God.
The thing.
All right, of my list of STDs, let's go over it real quick. I've got hepatitis B that I got from a blood transfusion.
Right.
I've got herp and HPV from a long term partner, same long term partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, on the one hand, like, it wasn't a one-night stand, but getting the Hep B from a blood transfusion, it fucking saved my life, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I would be more upset if I had put myself in a position with a one-night stand who had not told me about it, or that I had just taken the risk anyway,
right,
without any kind of whatever, and gotten it then. As opposed to in a relationship, which, yes, that relationship did not work out. But I knew about it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I consented to it ahead of time. I had the choice of putting myself in that position and working through what that would look like for me.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well,
I also think in a relationship, you both already have it. So
ideally
until you guys break up.
Relationship. Yeah.
But I mean,
that's the thing, though. I was in a long-term relationship that I expected to last a lot longer than I did.
But for
and
the
that
duration.
Was,
yeah.
That. I mean, for the duration, honestly, kind of made it a little harder to break up because now I'm diseased.
I suppose.
And gross.
I suppose. I think you're both in it together, so.
Yeah. Up until you are not in it together anymore.
Also
and that's,
that.
That's the hard part.
Also that.
So.
Agreed.
Yep.
But the ideal situation is to have a long-term relationship, and that's something that you
ideal
both share.
Ideal for you.
Well.
Not ideal for everyone.
Yeah. This is my answer to it.
Oh, okay.
And not everybody's.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fair enough. Question number three. Very or not at all.
Okay. Ooh.
How knowledgeable are you about STDs?
About the ones that I have. Incredibly so. As if I've experienced them firsthand. Other ones, some. I know I have a decent knowledge of what can be cleared up and what mm-hmm. cannot be cleared mm-hmm. up. The amount of the likelihood of mm-hmm. actually contracting something. Like there we say safe sex. There is no such thing as safe sex. Right. Mm-hmm. There is safer sex. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So like the likelihood, you know, like hepatitis B. The likelihood that somebody could catch that from me is exceptionally limited for mm-hmm. certain acts, slightly more for others, but there's also a vaccine out there. So just go fucking get it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
HPV?
The vaccine, not the disease. Yeah.
I mean, but if you want it, let's have a conversation, shall we?
This just got salacious.
Sexy illness.
Sexy disease.
Sexy sickness.
I certainly no expert, but I'm going to go more on the side of knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I'm going to go very. My wife actually just a few days ago, like. A family friend or something had posted on Facebook one of these things about like they're recalling cans of Dr. Pepper because somebody that worked at the factory with AIDS was purposefully putting their blood in the soda, and so that's now there's it's just like that's not how this works.
No,
like the acidity in the soda first would probably kill it, and also AIDS does not live outside the body at all. So actually, like that's just not a thing.
Things that are really interesting about hepatitis B, if you have, because it is a bloodborne pathogen, mm-hmm. Hepatitis B can live outside the body for like up to 30 days.
Oh, really? Wow. It's
really fascinating. The amount of blood you would need.
Right.
To get
just
you infected.
Chugging just gallons of it.
Basically, like, I think it's something
Nosferatu.
Like 5 gallons of spit and like 2 gallons of blood or something.
Chugging
1 gallon
of blood is my new metal.
Something like that. Like, the amount that you would need makes that, like, damn
chugging
near negligible.
Chugging gallons of Hep B. That's your metal album.
But the other thing is, bleach
that's
will
the
kill
B-side.
It.
Yeah.
So just fucking clean your house?
Yeah, like, exactly. She replied to this person's post like, yeah. This is not a thing.
This is
meant to scare you. This is clearly not true. I don't even need to Snopes this because I am a knowledgeable person who knows that this is not a thing. Yeah. But, you know, I know things like that. I know basic things how to you know, prevent myself from getting things. I know basically mm-hmm. which ones are curable and which ones aren't curable.
Right.
These are all general terms.
I know what the symptoms are.
I'm going to go with the side of very.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get tested regularly and I also have asked very critical, very clinical questions of the people there.
Ladies,
in order to have the best understanding I can.
As long as you're getting things checked out under the hood anyway, you may as well get an oil change. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Nope. Absolutely.
Just go for it all.
Get the belts.
That is one thing. When my daughter was like 8, she asked me if he could get sick having sex, and I was like, number one, that's a very astute question for an 8-year-old. Number two, yes, you can. And she made me run through as many STDs as I could think mm-hmm. of.
Kid is kind of scary smart sometimes.
I know. But yeah, so we ended up looking up some stuff afterwards too, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. to be like, and she was a little grossed out, and I'm like, well, I'm never having grandchildren. Just straight up, nah, this is done.
And look what happened.
I'm never having grandchildren.
Question number 4. Sheer luck or proof that there is no God.
Okay.
Okay.
How has Matt Alex remained... How has Matt Alex remained clean, air quotes, despite, it actually says air quotes here, how has Matt Alex remained clean, air quotes, despite his sexual escapades?
May he rest in peace.
I'm going...
Which, how? I don't...
I still have to stick with sheer luck. I
feel like my answer was a good one.
I feel like proof that there is a God. Because if
holy fuck,
he started getting them, Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, oh, that's good.
I'm not somebody even upset write that at that one. Down. I'm not even upset. I'm just...
Fuck, disappointed.
I'm not upset, I'm just disappointed. Just very disappointed.
Seriously, write that down. That was good. Oh, question number five. Weeping or burning?
I don't want to know.
See, I think you might have hit the nail on the dickhead.
I was pretty close on this one, actually. Given the option, which symptom would you choose for the onset of an STD? I feel like weeping, you just cram some tissues in your pants and you'll be able to get through it.
No. I think
burning would be a lot more unpleasant, I think.
When I think about the things that are associated with each,
neither one of them is pleasant. Don't get me wrong. Neither of them is
pleasant or good. Many of the burning ones can be cured.
That's true. That is a true,
very good point.
There is that.
That is a ridiculous. I'm switching to burning.
Although with the downstairs syrup, I experienced a little bit of both on that, I could dress the sores.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing I could do for the burning inside.
That's kind of where I was
going. Hey, everybody, I'm single.
that's kind of where I was going at first. Right. But no, Jane, I think long term.
You bring up a good point. Oh, my God. That was a note.
God
to
damn
end
it, Anna. On. Anna has been Anna you. Has been, by the way, messaging me for the last couple hours, going, "Do mine tonight." So,
all right,
you're welcome. And you God damn it,
Anna.
She signs off by saying, "Happy sexing, my friends."
Aww.
Sincerely, Anna Levine.
Yay! Agreed.
Yeah, no, I was totally right. Brought down the room after that happy-go-lucky thing we had.
Yeah, thanks, Anna.
I'm glad we had that first.
Yep. All right. Bitch. So, note self.
What do we have coming up? Anything?
Oh my God, I have so many things coming up, and I don't have the calendar ready. Okay. So this Sunday, the 25th, I am participating in the Encyclopedia Show. The theme this week is pirates.
Ooh.
And I'm super excited for that. On Monday, and that, the Encyclopedia Show is 7 o'clock at, Kieran's Irish Pub downtown. And yeah, it'll be a good time. There's a lot of really good speakers for that one. So, also Tim Wick. So, and then Monday, the 26th, the day after, I will be doing another storytelling thing. Stories and Songs, which is being put together by Angela Fox. Sullivan Fox will be there performing. Mm-hmm. And just a slew of storytellers. And we will be talking about relationships.
Aww.
So that will be fun.
And One Night Stands.
Oh, Jesus.
And Matt Alex and how he's still clean.
Christ.
God.
I don't.
Damn it. And weeping.
And weeping. And then.
May
he
rest in peace.
I swear to God, I have another one too, and it's not on my calendar yet. So I'm going to pull this up real quick.
Friday. This Friday.
Oh, God. This Friday. Go ahead and talk about that, and then I will.
If you are lucky enough to snag a ticket to Vilification Tennis's amateur night this Friday, consider yourself extraordinarily lucky. They are probably already gone, but you should definitely check if you're interested. Get your tickets ahead of time if there are any left.
There were some left today at about 2 o'clock when I called to get yet another one.
Yeah.
But I could not get them online.
Oh.
And yeah. I don't know if it was just because I was trying to do it through my phone and my phone was like, fuck you, internet. But I called in and I was able to get some by calling in. So if you're online and having problems, just call in.
Do not wait.
No. Yes. No.
Because I can pretty handily guarantee that there will not be any left on Friday.
Yes.
So.
So the other thing that I'm doing, Monday, March 5th, Open to Interpretation is doing yet another Turkish film. we are doing Turkish Star Wars 2, a.k.a. Turks in Space. I am super excited for this. Stupid excited. Like, I shouldn't be excited for this, mm-hmm. and I am. It's going to be fantastic. So block off some time for that. I believe it is free. Price is free. Donations will be accepted. You want to be a part of the... You guys, if you have not experienced the Turkish movies, it is a thing.
I've heard nothing but the best things about your presentation of that.
Like, if you do... Oh, thank you. B-movie doesn't even begin to cover it. It's so deliciously awful.
The word camp comes to mind.
Oh, my God. Fucking, it's a 3 months in the woods kind of deal is what that is.
It's not camp, it's survival.
It's survival. So make sure to come out to that. Also, this weekend, final weekend for Fearless 5.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, it's so good.
It's so good. Oh, Fearless 5. So Friday and Saturday, 7:30 mm-hmm. at Mounds. Last 2 days to see that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this plug out there because I think it's really important. Duck Washington is in a show, Raising the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
That is happening. Mm-hmm. Oh, who is producing that one? Playhouse? Is it Playhouse?
Sounds not-
Penumbra?
No, it's not Penumbra. No, I think it is Playhouse.
Okay.
Downtown St. Paul, just look up Raisin in the Sun, Duck Washington. I'm sure you'll find it. But, that is happening this weekend as well. There's also Tipsy Kangaroo is happening this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Fearless Prevents is also on Saturday, and that is Wise Fools.
Mm, yes.
So.
With special guests, I'm told.
God damn it, I already have tickets for Raisin in the Sun! Okay. We'll see if I can do them both. I probably can't. But
I know you. And I know how well you are during Fringe from getting from one theater to another. I know I have seen you get from one theater to another. You know how to do that.
Yeah, but they don't start until 7:30.
I know, I'm just saying
they've got to wrap up with enough time for me.
You have this weird ability to teleport from theater to theater.
Sometimes I refer to myself as a fourth dimensional wizard.
As long as theaters are your portal.
Yeah. Well, I also do, I do project management, too.
She bloops from place to place.
So I do project management. I am a fourth dimensional wizard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a time wizard, bitches. If you're not seeing theater in the cities this weekend,
what are you doing with your lives?
You have not stepped outside your door because there it is. It's just
all
right
fucking over, just fucking ready to jizzle there. Over your face. Hey, next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the 3rd of March. There is a couple things going on.
Oh.
Number one, in the morning, is the Polar Plunge.
Yes.
And Fearless Comedy Productions has a team.
Yeah,
it consists of me and James and Matt Alex. May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
Megan Slosson, David McKay, and Jesse Goines. We are all going to be jumping into a frozen lake, but we cannot do it unless you help us. We need to hit our minimum of $75 per person.
Who has or hasn't hit that minimum?
Jesse is the only one who has hit their minimum so far.
I'm gonna go make
so
Matt
Jesse's
jump
Jesse
away.
Is over the thing. I'm in the mid 30s right now. Mm-hmm. James needs a bit of help.
Yes, I do.
James is at $2.12.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So that means you need to solicit the fuck out of things for the next 2 weeks. But seriously, dear listeners, we need your help because we cannot jump if we do not hit our $75 minimum. So what you can go is you can go to plungemn.org/team/Fearless Comedy Productions and you will see all of the team members there. You can choose to donate
the same amount to all six of us, or you can give some money to some people and more money to others. You get to decide who gets how much. All of these choices are yours, and these are all tax-deductible dollars, and they go to the Special Olympics of Minnesota. These do not go to us. They do not go to Fearless. They go to something actually worthwhile. But we only have 2 weeks in which to do that, so we really do need your help. Again, that is plungemn.org/team/fearlesscomedyproductions.
I want to actually say this, because I just went to the website. I just went to plungemn.org, and I tried using the search function, and you will not be able to find people using the search function. Mm-hmm. You need to click on the find participants portion of the bar.
And we will be posting a link in our show notes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And on the Facebooks.
And on the Facebooks.
So, we will be jumping in a frozen lake, and that evening... March 3rd, in order to warm our bones up, we are going to be having Febtoberfest!
Yes!
Yes, I know. Shit tons of homemade beer that is free. How... I did, like, this is
Come
Mecca.
Get free beer.
This is awesome. And there will be gluten-free options for those of you who do not drink grains. We will have cider. And if you do not drink alcohol, we will probably have some homemade sodas. And if you do not like beer, we will likely have some ciders and meads there. Yes. Like, we have a variety of shit.
Plus great company.
Amazing company. We usually have homemade soft pretzels that are just to die for. Sometimes we will have a local brewer show up and do kind of a guest spot, and they'll bring two or three of their beers.
Yeah.
We have had Burning Brothers there. We have had Tin Whiskers there. You know, things like that.
So good.
We have a raffle, and it's... Bring your kids.
Honestly, in addition to the beer...
There is just a hall full of people...
And their kids.
And their kids running around playing games, and they're just talking. Yeah. Like, this is just a social gathering with free beer. That is it. And it's not like a frat party where everybody's sloppy drunk. No, it's just people hanging out.
It's a grown-up gathering.
It is super fun. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
They may not have them this year. I never know if they're going to have them, but in past years they have had... The most amazing homemade pretzels that I've ever eaten in my life.
They will be there. We have those every year.
They are fucking stupendous.
Unless they disappear, you get there early.
Right, get there early.
That is at the PNA Hall in Minneapolis on the 3rd of March, and I believe it starts at 7 p.m. So
we will
go
be freshly
there.
Dunked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, I'll just mention this briefly, but 2 weeks after that, I am going to be in a show produced by... Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe.
Hot damn.
Planet Fest.
Yes.
I am in... there's a bunch of one acts all by different directors. I am in a couple of those directed by Matt.
Nice.
They are kind of horror slash comedy.
Seems like his jam.
Yeah, they're more on the horror side, but they have humorous overtones.
You had me at moron.
Yeah. So, I'll be talking about more on that as we get closer to the day, but I just wanted to make sure that I planted that seed in your head. So.
Gross.
Anything else?
I love
Get out of here.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't think we've given them enough options of things to do for the next 2 weeks.
Jesus Christ. I know, right?
We should come up with something else.
What you really need to do now, dear listener, is make yourself a cup of coffee and ponder.
Indeed.
You want to
think about what you're doing with
and how much money you want to give to
and don't forget
Special Olympics
to eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.